So we're going to pick up where we left last time. We're holding now in the middle of, Bam is going through this Hayom Yom that the Rebbe is going through. The Seder is that there's the Shittas HaPardes, there's the Baal Shem Tov, and then there's the Vort of the Alter Rebbe. And what the Rebbe is going to do is explain how really, the Alter Rebbe is a biur on the Baal Shem Tov and the Pardes. Or the Fizeh, really, the Alter Rebbe is saying that our Rebbe is saying a fourth Mahalach, which is a totally different approach to the Gansasuri. So, if I'm not mistaken, last time we just went through the Pardes and the Baal Shem Tov. We didn't even get to the Alter Rebbe. So let's just go through very bekitzer. What's the Pardes and the Baal Shem, and then we'll begin to push it to understand the pashtus of the Alter Rebbe. There's an issue. On the one hand, it says, "Mipnei Yisrael kerem ve'inam nenin," is because she'inam yedim lechaven b'shem. The Yidden by davening have to know to be mechaven to the correct Shem of the Eibishter. And in Kabbalah, the Taich is that there are different names for the Shem Elokim, the Shem Shem, Shakai, Kel, Aleka, for every inyan. Specifically, every tefillah in Shemini Esrei, there's different Shemas. Now, besides for having different Shemas, there's also Shem Havaya could be spelled in different Eifanim, so there's different Tzirufim, or different nikudas, nikud for Shem Havaya, which also is keneged Shem Kel, Leika, b'chum. So, on the one hand, he's supposed to be mechavim b'shem. The Yiduch states that a love alele midesof, that when you turn to the Eibishter, k'muvan, you have to think about the Eibishter and not about the midas. So, how do you do both? So the way the Pardes dealt with this sugi is that it was mechalek tzvishen chesed un chazdon, or chasid. It was mechalek tzvishen the keli and the er. When I'm talking bepashtos that a person has chesed, so that is not him. He possesses midas chesed. Even technically, you could take chesed and you could have it as a tchuna. You could write a story of Ave, you could write a song of Ave, it becomes like there's a musik called Chesed, which I have and you have. And then there's another thing, the I love, the I which is behind it. And Aderech Zayin Havana, and Aderech Zayin anything. There's a Svara, and then there's I getting the Svara, which is the Nefesh behind the Tzir. What we would call in the language of Kabbalah, the way the Eiris come into the Keli. Because the Eiris are really all one. Ad kidei kach, like it says, achlifu duchtayu, really one Eir could come into another Keli. So the I, the Pshitas HaNefesh is one, coming into various Tziyur. Like the Hagdara, that we say, the Pardes says, there's Chesed and there's Chosid. Chesed is not me, but Chosid is me. It's the way I am in the Tzir of Chesed. So if you call me a Chassid or you call me a Chacham, both times you're referring to me. Obviously, you're referring to me in a different Tzir, but it's me. You're talking to me. The Fizeh is the Pardes Miyashiv the Chiluk. On the one hand, Elav Elele Midesav. Don't get stuck in the Midas. When you dive into the Eibshter, you have to talk to the Eibshter. That's the Eiris. Leidach, we can't be talking about the Eibishter Ma'amish Atzmus, because you have to be Mechavan B'Shem. So that means is the way the Eibishter is Metzuyir in a certain way. In Havon, it's not just a Maimer Azal that we have to be Mechavan B'Shem. If we want to reach the Eibishter, the way it's going to be for Hashpah, for this Inyan, if we want Chesed, so I can't talk to the Eibishter with the name of Gvura. It's like the Tzemach Tzadik says, you're reaching the Melech when he's not in the storehouse. There's no, he doesn't have the money on him. So Be'emes, you're asking him for a much bigger favor to leave wherever he is. He's in the middle of dealing with the Mishpat. You're talking to the Sar of the Mishpat, and you have to go now and change a Gansa Maisa. So that you're not reaching the Eibishter. What we want to do is get the Eibishter the way he is in this tzir. The Emes is, there's another Kenech over here. It's not just technically that we want Kilo to find the Eibishter the way he is already in this tzir. The idea of Shem means to be Mamshich. That's what Shem is. Like when I call a person's name, so he turns around. Or when I call, say, a person's chacham, it's ma'irer his chacham. So al derech zeh is, it's not just that the name is the right address to go to a certain place. The name is the way to make the Eibishter come into this place. So the Eibishter is taka pashut. But when I say this certain name, that helps the Eibishter, that helps us, kilo bin mamshich, the Eibishter into this place. And that's the idea of Hallel and all the Psukhi, the Zimra, bringing the Eibishter into different Kalim through calling his names. Adkan is the Pardes Bekitzer. Now there's a vort of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that the Lekus was in Kalim. So the Pashtos is, the Baal Shem Tov is saying the same thing as the Pardes. The Pardes said the Eiris in the Kalim, and the Baal Shem Tov said the Lekus in Kalim. But the Tzemach Tzedek proves, and this is the Mamorin that we have copies of, it's in Efshar Seisi Tishmeru, in the Teira Bekitzer, and it's in the Sofas in Vayikra Mubariches, and it's in Eira Teira, even longer. You have in Shmeis, you have in Shalach, in Yisrei. Explains, Pasha, it doesn't make sense that this is what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. Why? So let's just say one technical reason. He's more mighty, but one simple hasbara. Because the shittas Baal Shem Tov goes to fish it's Arizal. And the Arizal holds that the Eiris are all Shamavai. Not the Zayin Shemesh and Mechaki. So maybe you can't be that you're being Mechaven B'Shem in the Eiris because it's partially not true. Muslim Zogan is talking about Kevin. Frechzach the Shaila, Kalim. Kalim is not a love of Leila Midesov. I'm talking to Eibish, I'm talking to Midas Achesed. So the Tzemach Tzadik explained Meyusit on the Vart of the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur of Kad Antistalik Minay Mishtar Kula Kegufim Vlo Nishmasam, that the Guf exists independent of the Nefesh, meaning the Sphiris exist independent of the Eiris. Why? Because they have their own Sheirish. And this is the Yisod that Alter Rebbe was Megale, it's a Mechudish Dike Mahalech understanding, and it's a Yisod in Chassidus Chabad, that the Kelim come from Rishim. Meaning to say that the Tziur, which we have, is not just an expression of Bli Gvul, nor Mitzad, the Eibishter Gvul exists independent of Bli Gvul. Because the Eibishter is not more Bli Gvul than Gvul. Yeah, the Eibishter is Gvul just like he's Bli Gvul, because the Eibishter is Bli Geder, not Bli Gvul. And Ochashkin tells, I think we went through this last time, Bissel Merba Arucha, and that's the Chiddush of Iyu V'Garmei Yichad over Iyu V'Chayet, which means Azahaya Sheish. So now, in the Santa Vart, the Rebbe Rashab once said that the reason he opened Tenchit Mimim is in order to bring out that the Sheirish HaKelim is from the Rishim. In other words, what does that mean? That Gvul HaTa'inim Bifnei Atzmei. It says, the Pashtos, the way people look at Chassidus is, Chassidus is in of Bli Gvul. Ah, you have Gvul. So you were looking for the fire, for the Bli Gvul, which is behind the Gvul. Lulev, I don't mean the Lulev, I mean the Nefshame, I mean the Eibishter, which is behind it. Don't get stuck on the details. Kum the Alter Rebbe's up in name. The Eibishter is not more in the Bli Gvul than is in the Gvul. The Rishim, the Kelim, the Gvul doesn't come from the Eir. The Kelim have a name for itself, and that's the Chayis of the Kelim Atzma. Meaning, was Zayin is he? Zayin an Eibishter. And Eibishter not in a Tzir of Bli Gvul. Eibishter, where is Gvul? Und dorten kennst du nehmen den Eibishter. which in other words, in the Shprach of Tirchit Mimim, the musig of Seder, or the musig of structure, or Kabbalah Seil, and Seder, as I said, in Nigla, and Blend Chsidis, and I said in Masuda, these certain hours, which is all the Chura Hepech, what we would imagine is Chsidis, Zokt, the Rebbe Rashab, no. In Chabad, Chsidis is Nish, Dafke Mesiris Nefesh, Faket. The real Havon of the Baal Shem Tov is the Chayis of the Kelim Atzma. Gvul Ale. So far, so good? Yeah? Okay. Now comes the Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe. So in Tov Kuf Nun Vav, the Alter Rebbe came down in the Motzim Kippur, and he said, as the Pardes had gesagt, the Eres in Kelim, Roshem had gesagt, the Lekus in Kelim, which when Masber means the Chayis of Kelim Atzma. Aber the Poshtu Pshat is, a love of the Midosev is to Atzmus Ale. How, through a Poshtu Tefillah, of a Poshtu Yid, you could reach Pshitas Atzmus. And that's the real Havon of a love of the Midosev. That's what we're looking for. Now, this Alter Rebbe obviously is very difficult. Even Bepashtus, he didn't deal with the sugi. We had a kasha over here. On the one hand, you have to be mechaven v'shem. On the other hand, elav elenu midesiv. So what does Alter Rebbe do? He picked one. Shkeach. What happened to the mechaven v'shem? We need. What happened to the need of being? I mean, Gantz Teresa Kabbalah is molly b'davar zeh that you have to have kavanah of shemus, the richtige, to be mechavim properly. So the way we have to learn this Alter Rebbe, I just want to say the pashtus, and do it in two stages. So it's even before we're talking about the way the Rebbe's nu mehalach. There's the way Bepashtus, the way I think we would learn the Alter Rebbe, and there's the way the Rebbe is madgish in Tov Shechof Aleph, episode A, the more correct way of learning it. Then there's the Rebbe's Mahalachinim. So, is as it. Bepashtus, the Alter Rebbe said this in Tovkuf Nun Vav. But 10 years later, Tovkuf Samach Vav, there was a maimer, Issa B'Sifri, which is a very famous maimer, and it's found all over. L'moshel, the beginning of Derech Mitzisach, Asher Yish Mitzat Tfila, is miyusad on it. You have the maimer in the Siddur, Shara Krishna, in the Alter Rebbe Siddur. You have it in Imre Bina, right at the beginning. You have in Mamari Ad Murazokna, Hanocha from Remesha, and there's a difference. The Mittler Rebbe is Hanocha is from Sunday Parshas Lech Lecha, and he Remesha is Sunday Parshas Vayera, but it's clearly the same Maimer. It's Mamish the same Maimer, saying, being Mevayer the Sinim. The Indian of Elov Lelimites. And the way the Alter Rebbe explains the Indian over there, Lechure Bepashtus. Again, I didn't see, I mean, in Vadanoch's Malak over here, they're not being Mitzayin to it. So, you know, it's an achray. So I think with Pashtus, the Svara Yishore would be is that when you have a Pizgum of the Alter Rebbe and Tovkuf Nun Vav and so on, and you have a Gansen and Mamorin being Mevayr, the Alter Rebbe's Mahalach and Elov Elohim Midesov, is this is a Biur on that. Now, the Biur of the Alter Rebbe goes like this. First, he brings Ba'arichis the Pardis and explains what's Pshat that you need to have Kavona to Eris in Kelim, and that's the whole gather of Chazdon and not Chesed v'chul. Then there's no mention of the Baal Shem Tov. Then the Alter Rebbe says, "Ober without the Chomnei Lovel Lemidaisov Atzmus Aleh." So the Alter Rebbe explains this two inyan, this Krishma and this Tefillah. Tefillah is to be mamshich into Gvisa Kelim. That's why there's different brachas. Every bracha has a different shem. And the whole union of tefillah is hamshocha, arok to bring into a lower place. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're being mamshich hashpois. Krishma is achdus havayim. The point of Krishna is limser nafshi ve'echot. So how does it work? The ayit sits down on his mizbeinen in the metzias of Welt, and it goes through ba'ariches, even say the reshtalshalos, busy understands the madrigas achochme, is echet nishde ebishter, until he comes to the ebishter is be'emes echot mamish, which is bleak vul, higher than say the reshtalshalos, tos the atzmus alein, and in the tnu of b'chom ma'eitcha is breaking Allah hakbalas, he rushes forth to the Iber Gavin to the Ebishter, that's Mesiras Nefesh. And that's Krishna. So you need both. You need Tzai, a love of Lele Midas of Krishna, Etzem, and you B'chol Me'etcha, and then you also need Arab to bring in Kalem, and that's Shmir Esr. Mer Bipratis. These are not just two Avedis, but it's Haba Hatali. The way it works is that how could I be Mamshech HaMshachach HaDoshet into Kelim is if I've reached the Etzem. So first you have to have Krishma. And Krishma is what we call Haloah. Zich Ibergem, reaching the Etzem of the Yibishti. Mesirah. Einmal, ich bin dorten, so that's Me'erer the Etzem, and that brings him down to become available in Gewisse Tzior and Kelim B'chol. So Shmoneh Esrei follows Krishna. If we'll say it, the way the Mittler Rebbe says it even sharper, he says that both in Krishna and in Shmoneh Esrei you have the Etzem. But in Krishna, the Etzem is that I'm reaching the Etzem. I'm leaving Tzir to go to the Etzem. In Shmoneh Esrei is I'm bringing the Etzem down. So that's why he's Medayik. Even says, even when you're supposed to be Mechaven B'Shem, when it says Shmoneh Esrei, it says Shem Loshen Yachid, not Shemus, because Sof says Einer. The point is Shem Havai, it's one Shem Ha'etzem, which I want to bring down into the Tzir. And a dogma for that would be, like we're talking between it, one person relates to another person, so the Havara would be is, Ich will, like we're saying, a person should come into his Kelim. I want you to express your Midas HaChesed. So if Lom is Ogen, you have a person which is Lepoel Mamish doing Midas HaChesed, but his Midas HaChesed is dry. In other words, he's giving money, he's supporting him. But he is not Nimtzah behind his Midas HaChesed. There's the Chesed without the Chasdom. He's not excited about it, he doesn't identify with it. You don't hear him talking in his Midas HaChesed. So what's the solution? So that there has to be two stages. First of all, I have to be Me'erer the Etzem. I have to come to you and talk to you, scream your name. And your name is your name, not calling you a Chacham. I have to call you Reuven. And you're going to be Nifne Lekeder B'Shmei. You'll turn around, you'll become available. Once this Etzem is Be'ez Galos, then it could come down. And I'm here, I'm present. I'm not asleep, I'm alive. I'm fully here with you. So it's there, come and connect with me through your chesed. So become a chassid. So that's the difference between Krishma and Shmoneh Esrei. Bring the etzem into tzir. And this is the pashtus. Again, you know, this is, it's the same Alter Rebbe, you can't separate the things. It would be very modern to say that they love Lelim Midesa V'Vayim Yim. And of the Ganze, the way it is in the Siddur V'Chulu is totally different than Maise. This is a love Lelim Midesa of reaching Atzmus. Abervas. If we're careful, we'll see that there is a difference between the way it's in the Siddur and the way it's over here. Because over there it's talking about B'chol Me'etcha. And over here it's talking about Pshitas of a Pashta Tefillah. What's the difference? The Pashtas. The Pshitas of a Pashta Tefillah is not through Izbananus, which is going to be bring me to a case of B'chol Me'etcha. It's fakir. There's no Izbananus. So a Pashta Yid Zetzich Avet Vagna Davne. Is L'chore, that's the reason why the Rebbe by us in our Maimer sends us to a different place. To Pasach Eliyahu, which is talking about Amayru b'Yis Galus, like it says that by a Pashta Yid, a Tinekis, and Pashta people say the name of the Eibishter, they're referring to the Eibishter himself. The Amayru b'Yis Galus. So the way the Rebbe is learning Pshat in the Alter Rebbe is not the way I would learn the Pashtus, that Vosses Atzmus is the Aveda of B'chal Ma'idcha, like it says in the Ma'amarim, nor it's referring over here to the Amayru b'Yis Galus. Maybe, just stam, it fits very, very simple over here. It's stam a code of lambs. Now this is the difference between before Peterburg and after Peterburg. Before Peterburg, the full union of Chabad wasn't yet in B'ez Galus. So the way, in Tavkuf Nun Vav, the way the Alter Rebbe is talking about Elovel and Midas, so the Alter Rebbe is saying you have to have two things. You have to have Tziur, but you also have to have Etzem. And the way you have Etzem is mit Pshitas HaNefesh. There's no way to have Etzem through his bonus. There's Stira. It's gekommen the Chiddush von Peterburg and Tovkuf Samach Vav, the Alter Rebbe explained the love of Leil Medes of Beifen Achim. That even Atzmos, how do you reach Etzem HaNefesh? Does Gufa Arbeteche durch Seichel, durch Chabad, durch his bonus, and even Shlili of Bechal Me'etcha, you're going to be able to reach this place of Etzem. But I'll call upon him Vinit V. The Alter Rebbe is saying a third Mahalach that a love of Midesov is Atzmus, either through B'chol Me'etcha or through the Pshitas HaNefesh, which is reaching Atzmus. Yeah. Adkan is the Alter Rebbe. Any comments, questions? Shalom, you're talking? Okay, this is the Pashtus, the way we would learn it always. Here comes the Chiddush of the Rebbe Bosi Ligani Toshachof Aleph, which, again, we can't even call it a Pshat in the Alter Rebbe, it's a fourth Mahalach. You know, if we would have to say, a new, we're extending the Ayimien, we in Dera Shvi learned when up there in. The Rebbe starts with a kasha. How could it be that the Alter Rebbe is chelik al Rabbi? Yeah. Okay. Yodua, we feel the Alter Rebbe in jail. He could have been free if he would have just said that Hanish Nishayich to the Baal Shem Tov, and he didn't want to. For Rega Echad, even the Agoy should think just to say b'dibur. It's a chesh gevalt opshein for the Baal Shem Tov to say over here that Alter Rebbe is being chelik is a modern nezach. Nemesis. Let's add, the Rebbe doesn't say this, but this Selik Dor Nochmer, the Pashtos, that Alter Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov are doing the opposite of what you would expect. The Baal Shem Tov is talking about the Mile of Tziur and the Mile of that the Eibishter is also in Chayis and Kelim. And Alter Rebbe is talking about Pshitas Atzmos to the Pashta Yid. It's like, this is Alter Rebbe and this is the Baal Shem Tov. It doesn't fit with the way we would expect. Is the Rebbe Mechadish as the word of the Alter Rebbe is reaching Atzmus. And Atzmus is Nimna Nimnois, which means Chibur Hofchim. And once we understand that Atzmus means Chibur Hofchim, then this the Alter Rebbe is not being Chelek on the Baal Shem Tov, Fakert, he's being Masbir Pshat in the Baal Shem Tov and also Pshat in the Paris. He's coming to say a new emek in them. It's not a different derech. So this obviously needs a bit more unpacking. What does it mean, this word? First of all, b'chlal nois, and what does it mean that nina nois is chibur hafchim? And lefizeh will come back to our inyan over here, the way the Rebbe is masber it in the Bosi Ligani. Once we have it in the Bosi Ligani, so it's going to be not just pshat in the Baal Shem Tov in the Pardes, it's going to be pshat in the Vort from the Magid. And also, al pi zeh, the Rebbe is going to learn a new Havana in the Inyan of Shemes. So there's going to be a new knech in what Shem means, l'fi zeh. Okay. So, we don't have the time to zecharayim kirich in Mamish Bar Chove, but just the Nekudah. There was a Machlekes Rishenim. Is that a Teva Hanimna Bechek HaBeir? Is that, yeah? Could I say in the Eibishter that there's certain things which are not Shaykh by the Eibishter? Lamashul, to say that the Eibishter is Rechev and not Rechev at the same time. So you can't say that the Eibishter is not Rechev. You can't say that the Eibishter is Rechev. Nothing is, the Eibishter is Bligvul, that's obvious. The Shaila is, could you say that both are happening, Rechev and not Rechev at the same time? So the word is Shainim, which held that there is a Indian of Nimna by the Eibishter. Yeah, why? We're not saying over here there's a Gvul on the Eibishter. This is, it's a ridiculous thing that you're saying. You're not making sense, Bichlo. What do you mean Rechev and not Rechev at the same time? It's not Chisarin. Now again, we're not saying over here is that the idea of Gvul or Bligvul. Obviously the Eibishter is Bligvul. And the Eibishter is also Gvul. Shem Sheyesh Lekeach. No problem. But to say that any words that you're going to say about the Eibishter could be correct, I mean, that's ridiculous. Why should I say that the Eibishter is Reichem and not Reichem at the same time? However, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba says that his shit is that the Eibishter, nothing could be said about him, which is Richtig. Why? There's no Hagbala which is correct. Why? Because the Eibishter is not in our Asari. So we can't make any, the Eibishter works totally different. So we're all working within our framework, the way we think what makes sense, and we're saying the Eibishter is Shlemus in that. We can't have any klal. Umemele, there's the term, he is Nimna HaNimnos. Is the Eibishter Nimna? No. He's only Nimna from having any Nimnos. There's no Nimna in the Eibishter. So the Eibishter, anything could be. Now, Lefize is, we're saying over here, a Chiddush b'negei Atzmus. As when I'm reaching Atzmus, it's a place where there's no klal. Nothing is correct, and nothing is incorrect. So kumtes mitzad nina nimnois l'moshel. But you know, the Alla Bavusta Kashis, the maskil of the Gefregt Tzemach Tzedek, could the Eibishter create another Eibishter? Or could the Eibishter make himself ois? Or all these like funny questions where the answer to them with Pashtus is no. And it's not Chizan. Yeah? We're saying that the Eibishter is everything. If there's another Eibishter, so he's not everything. So then it's not Eibishter. With Pashtus. Yeah? Could he make a stone that he can't pick up? No. The Eibishter is Bligvul Keach. To say that there's something which the Eibishter can't do, that's not a Maile. Why should I say that? It's not Maile Sagvul. And then just be Magdir properly. There's a Musa called Maile Sagvul. There's a case where we're looking for Edelkeit and a case we're looking for Grabkeit. The Moshul, and there's a Maile, if we're looking in a Svarah, the Edeler you're talking, or a Nigin, the Edeler is a Besser Nigin. A hammer, if it's an Edeler hammer, it's a bad hammer. We're looking for Grabkeit. We're looking for things to be thick and heavy and forceful. So there's a case where we're looking for Gvul or Bligvul or Edelkeit or Grabkeit. Then there's things which are not anything. It's just ridiculous. Aber Emo Mezak the Vart Nimna Nimnois. So in Seder Ishtashas, Yitaka can't say it. But by the Etzim of the Eibishter, you can't say anything. Basically, you can't say anything which is not true because there's no klal. That's the idea of Nimna Nimnois. Yeah. Now, Chassidus is mechadish on this Indian of Nimna Nimnois, a tifere in. That it's not just that the Eibishter is not mugder in ganzen in Atzmus, nor that this thing Gufe expresses itself in the Welt. Which, l'chura, the way I would understand is that the Seder Ishtal Shlus, and for sure Meret Elam Hazen, is not like that. But the Eibishter alone is. Only Atzmus. Oh, but once we're saying there's no Gdarim on Atzmos, and Nimna Nimnois means there's no Klolim Mamish, there's also no Klolim that has to be in the Makim of Atzmos. Memele, wo wird der Eibischter können ausdrücken, this Pell of Nimani Neus, überall. There's no place that not. Und Memele, Elam Hazel could also be a Kelly for this Ingen of Nimani Neus. Mitzag den Ingen of Nimani Neus Guf. So we understand this is an extra Dre. This is the word of Ebuchadnezzar can tell us, this is what Chassidus is saying in Nimani Neus. Now, Lefize, Kiyodua, the Rebbe by Fabrengens would bring this Inyan very, very often. Lefierich. I mean, in Amorot Lechsidis, it doesn't exist. There's one place in Sefer Chakira, the Tzorach Tzedek, there's a Maimer in Ayin Ches, which the Rebbe printed in Tovshin Yud Zayin, and Chazet the whole Maimer. It's printed, it's in Meluchet also. It's a Maim Rav in Yud Zayin. It's Pashat a copy-paste of the Maimer in Ayin Ches, which was printed because the Rebbe gave it out with the Oris. And the Rebbe said it with the new Dibra Mask. But over there, it has the word of Nimna Nimnois. Maybe there's one or two other places. It's for sure not a classic, the regular language in Chassidus. But in the Rebbe's Torah, the Rebbe made this into Mamasha Evan Pina. Literally, tens and tens of Sichas are used on this word. Pashat Biurim, Biurim in Aveide, Biurim in Achtes Hashem, B'chol. So first of all, like everyone knows the classic, and this is Taka what it says in Chassidus originally, and this is in Ayin Ches, V'chulu, as Makam Ar Aleinu Min Amidah. If you would measure in the Kedush HaKadoshim, this, if you, Bepashtos, the Aron is 2.5 Amos wide, and the Kedush HaKadoshim is 10, so there should be left over in between the two sides, 7.5 Amos, split it into each side. It should be 3.75 Amos on each side. The Metzius is, if you would measure on one side of the Aron, it would be 5 Amos. On the other side, it would also be 5 Amos. How did that happen? Because the Mokim Aron, Einem in Amida, it doesn't take up any space. So on the one hand, the din is that if an Aron is too small, it's not 2.5 Amos wide, it does nishken Aron. Yeah? Le'idach, it doesn't take up any space. I think it says it Benegea, actually, the depth, not the width. So it's 1.5 Amos, the depth of the Aron, not the width. But Akoponim, it doesn't take, it has to be in space, or Lidach, it doesn't take up space. So that's saying, Nish not as Atzmus is Nimnai Nimnois. No, there's an art in Gashmis in Elam Hazeh, which is an expression of Nimnai Nimnois, which is already Kilo Nebra, Atifra in Nimnai Nimnois Guf. And Lefize, I mean, hundreds of different Yurin, Pashat in Aveda, how is it that a Yid can mourn for them Tzvei Fakerta Tnuas is because he's connected to Atzmus, say Sai Simcha and Sai Kabbalah Seil, or why is it that a Yid could be Sai in a Guf and in an even of a Halachta in a Halicha Blikvul because the Guf is a Keli for Atzmus, which in an Anim Noise, and why Taryag Mitzvahs could be Merumas in the Guf, Chulu, that everyone spoke about Teire, the word from the Friedrich Rebbe as Kometz Aleph O is Anechi. When a king Zach Kometz Aleph O is this Anechi. So the Rebbe said, as Anechi is a Larankin and a Kometz Aleph O, that's Mitzad Nimlan in Noise, because Tele is Atzus. Va'arbeka Yetzvizem, many, many Biurim, the Rebbe was always, went back to this Nukud. Yeah. Let's come back to our sugi. So let's start with the inyan of Hashem. In the beginning of the third maimer in the Bosiligani Tovshin Chaf Aleph, that the Rebbe said Motzei Shabbos, the Rebbe brings from the Tzemach Tzedek a new knech. And what's Pshat Shem? Till now we were saying Shem is like Eir, to be Mamshich De'etzem. Lefize fragt sich aber Ashayim. Pashat, a technical question. Every time a name is mamshich, the etzem, is the taitch is that it's in order for the etzem to come to be mislabish ba'aguf. Yeah, that's why we always say that for a father to be able to get the right name, he has to have ruach hakedush, because it has to be the right kiloneimar code to connect this nefesh, as to bring out the nefesh to be mislabish ba'aguf. Like Nifna l'kerev b'shmei. That's the idea of a name. So, daven frag na klotz kash. It's a mamish a, you know, it's an issue. You have a person who dies, and he's mislabish in a new guf. And he has a new name. Why do you have a new name? If the idea of Hashem is to be mamshich the etzem, and every neshama has his name, or every nivra, not just a person, every nivra, the dvar avayev shevei, is his shulchan, is the name shmei shikra lev lashon hakodesh, is him. So how could he get a new name? Tzach zav neshama. Obviously the name is on the neshama, not on the guf. So the Rebbe mevayev, that you're wrong. A name is not how to call out the etzem. A name is to be mechaber the etzem with the guf, the neshama with the guf. The concept of name is chibur, connection. So shulchan is not the aseus of the dvar avaya. Shulchan is the aseus of the way the dvar avaya could connect to table. And the name Reuven is how this nefesh is mislabish in this guf. If this nefesh is mislabish in a new guf, so it has a new code, has a new name. Because the name is the idea of chibur. Where do we get such an inyan of chibur hafchi? Zok the Rebbe, this is an expression of etzem. It's coming from ninanim nois. So the concept of a name, of being mechaber, sai in the pardes, which is being mechaber, eres on Caleb. And sai in the Baal Shem Tov of bringing out the chayis in Caleb. In any case, whenever I say a chibur of one thing with another, which is the idea of a name, it has to be, it's coming mitzad kecha atzmus, which is nimna nimno, is chibur hofchi. Kumtais. Now the Alter Rebbe is poshut giving us a emek hapshat in the Baal Shem Tov and the Pardes. Pardes, the Baal Shem Tov said, this is the eres, or the chayis in the kelim, which is all coming to say, what's the elav alele midesa? Zok the Alter Rebbe, if you look properly at what's happening over here, is kecha atzmus is what's really behind this whole thing. That's what's orchestrating the kesher between the Eir and the Kli, or the Chayis and the Kli. Because only that could make such a chibur. That's the word of Nimna Nimnois. Is the Alter Rebbe is a love of Eilim Ideis of kecha atzmus is the Eimek HaPshat and Bashem Tov in the Pardes. Lefi zeh, the Rebbe learns be'ifin mechudesh pshat in the Magid. And again, you know, it's not pshat in the Magid. It's like the Rebbe's pshat in the Magid. It becomes a new Teiret. This is Teiret's Deira Shvi of the Magid. The Magid says that bichlal you can't say shema etzem, shema mefudesh, besides for the Kain Gadol and Yom Kippur. Why? What's the maile of the Kain Gadol and Yom Kippur in the Kedush HaKadoshim? Because he's ba'af shote from Gashmias, and it's his Gabrus HaRuchnis, which means, in simple words, that the Kain Gadol has been preparing for 7 days, he was Parash Mi'ishtei, and he's fasting, and the Neshama of the Kain Gadol, however he is an Eifen of Ruchnis, he's Ba'aliyah, or Memele, he's so not Mugder in Gashmias, even though technically he's here, he's really Bafshata from Gashmis. Memele, he could say Shemavai. Shemavai kichsove. He could possibly read the Yud Kevavke, say the Emshah's name Mamish, which we never say. The Rebbe takes this Magid and learns a punkte fakarte pshat and puts it into the words of the Magid. The uftu of the Kain Gadol is not that he's Bafshata from Gashmis. The oft of the Kain Gadol is that he say in Gashmis and say not in Gashmis. Baharaya, technically we see as the Kain Gadol is he's standing in a certain day in the year. Yom Kippur is one of the Shin Samachei Yemei Zashana. B'shas, he's going in. He's still married. He wasn't Parash Mi'ishtei Legamre. Takeshiva Yomim, he was taken away. But he's still married. Unedav Veganir Beten. Beisei Zu Ishtei. He's davening by the par for his family. So he is connected to Gashmis. Zetmendo, as on the one hand, the Kain Gadol is Bafshata from Gashmis, of Afshatz and Gashmis means why being in Gashmis, being in the world and not being mugbul to the world. That is the pella of the King God. In other words, the Chibur Hafchim of Sai, Al Derech, Mokim Aru, Neinim and Amida. Having a goof, being mugbul, and at the same time having bligbul. That comes from Nanois, Chibur Hafchim. And that's the same word as what the Alter Rebbe is saying, this is the real Eilov Alelimides. So this is a new pshat in the Magid. It's a ganzan anayat teir. Not just that. It's the opposite of the pashtus of what the Magid was saying. So let's just be mesakim over here, the Klolos HaInyan. We began that the pardes is Eilov Alelimides or Mezuchta Eibishter. So in a person, that means you're looking for the chazdon, the eye which is behind the tzir. The Baal Shem Tov says, no, we're not looking for the bligvul which is behind the tzir. Fakert, we're looking for the tzir itself. That's the real etzem ha'adam, is dafke there. The keich ha'gvul shebei is mushrish in the rishimu, which nenta von atzmus nisht veinike von bligvul. Like there's the lashon of ikach kerich yedalet. That bligvul and gvul are brothers, they're equals. One is not higher than the other. Noch kommt der Wort of Alter Rebbe, which is a love lele mit deis of ista atzmus. So Itak is supposed to have the union of tziur, whether it's eres and kelim, or chayes and kelim, for that's the hamshocha afterwards in Shmin Esri. But the real a love is to reach atzmus, and that's limsi rav shebechot. Over here in the Ayim Yeim, the knetch of Alter Rebbe is a bit different, but the a love is not b'chol me'eitcha through his bonanus, not the pshitas atzmus. And the way we tie Shabbos to Lechura, this is Fire Peterburg. This is the tale over here. And the way the Rebbe is minded it, it's the heart of Amor of his gallons. Neman Atzmus. Then there's the Rebbe's Ma'alech as the heart of the Alter Rebbe is Neman Atzmus, and Atzmus is Nimna Nimnois, Chibur Hofchim. And that's the Emek HaPshat in Sheamus, not just Nifne Lekere B'Shmei, but Chibur Hofchim, the idea of connecting one with the other, which is Chibur HaNefesh HaMaguf, which is going to be pshat in the Chibur of the Eres and the Kelim and the Pardes and the Chayis and the Kelim of the Baal Shem Tov, and that's also going to be pshat in the Magid and the Mechudesh Dikeifen. We're not looking for Bligvul Fakert, we're looking for Bligvul Ingvul. So let's just mamish in one word, what's the difference between this Vart and the Vart of the Baal Shem Tov? That the Milo of Gvul. The Baal Shem Tov, the way we understand it is, as the Eibishter is loved after Bligvul, the Eibishter can echet zayn Gvul. He's not mugder in either. Yeah? So, Bepashtus, when a Yid comes and does a mitzvah, and he learns Teire, Befenem, with a Kriya Sittim, and he's not excited now, the Mesiris Nefesh, of Emunah, he's not on fire, it's also the Eibishter. Fakir, the Pasha to Tehillim from our Pasha to Yid, this is also, the Eibshir is Lav Dafke. In Bligvul, the Eibshir could also be in Gvul. There's two truths, and they are equal. But even after that, where we begin to respect Seder and structure and Gvul, we still are not going to say that Gvul and Bligvul are the same thing. You have to choose. Amol, you have to have Shabbos is Aveder from Hecher. And your Mezachel is Aveda from Gvul. Krishma is Aveda of Limsin Avshe Be'achot, and Shmin Ha'etzer is Aveda of Gvul. You need to have both. Kum the Rebbe and Zacht, nein. You could have not just Bligvul and Gvul are equals. You could have Bligvul in Gvul. You could have one Matzav HaNefesh, one the one that I am in a Matzav of Gvul, only either there's a Bligvul of the Nefesh being this Galloway. In Aveda, that would mean as, on the one hand, the way the Rebbe spoke about it a lot of times is, a person is in Golos, and he's working within the Hagbolos of Golos, and he's planning. Ul'idach, it's all with a fire as a gula kumt. Aber l'bepashtos, e'bazei, then if there's such a emunah Mashiach, so that should be on the cheshbon of the Pratim. You know, Amunah Mashiach, save it for Achren Shal Pesach, Abbas Mashiach Sudan, then you could be Bligvul. It doesn't work in a day-to-day. Zok the Rebbe name. to have two opposites b'makim echad. And the fact that it doesn't make sense is obvious. So what? We're talking about keich atzmus, it's not supposed to make sense. It's just apichesh, when it's mukhrech, as ayit had the keich to do two opposites at the same time. And many in yonim, in aveda sign, aveda matzim, and aveda mazulas, and sign in chveitz, many different biurim, that's the aveda, that's the matan teira, al-yenim, yeridim, l'tachtenim, d'chibur hofchim, all these in yonim, in the Rebbe's sprach, is b'keich nimna nimnois, not just that gvul is etzem, no, b'li gvul and gvul together, that's the real answer.